Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's Thesis Thursday here at KXCI Tucson. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a little while and talk about what they're working on at school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Caleb Kim. Welcome, Caleb.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Thanks for having me today.
But of course, what are you working on at the U of A?
I'm working on opioid research. I'm also studying to get my biochemistry and molecular and cellular biology degree as well.
Busy guy.
Yes.
Tell me about this research you're doing on opioids.
We're looking at specific proteins that interact with opioid receptors. Normally, when you take drugs like morphine or oxymorphine, your body has receptors that take in these drugs, and then it sends signaling pathways down within your cellular level. Within these cellular levels, you have different proteins that interact with each other, and that's usually how we get the effect of pain relief. What I'm looking at right now are specific proteins in order to identify how these proteins interact in response to drugs and or stimulation of pain.
Okay, so what kinds of things are you finding in the lab?
There's this process called phosphorylation. Phosphorylation is known in molecular and cellular biology, but to put in layman's terms, your proteins can add charged particles to certain other proteins, and these charged particles cause the proteins to act differently. They can either activate or inactivate the proteins. What we find is that when you activate with phosphorylation or adding this charged particle, you can cause the protein to find another similar protein, and it causes a dimer, meaning that the two proteins kind of combined and they have a new function. We found that you can actually decrease the amount of desensitization, and that's what we're kind of exploring / discovering right now.
I see. So you're checking out what happens when you pair these guys up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Dynamic dimer.
Yeah.
What's the big picture on this research?
This is just so we have more background knowledge so we can do further research into how we can reduce side effects such as desensitization or tolerance while maximizing pain relief. Opioids are actually still very effective in order to help improve your standard of living, but it just comes at really high risks. So doing research on opioids is just important just to minimize those risks while still trying to improve quality of life for those people.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm looking into jobs, working in genomics, and then I eventually want to gain enough life experience to go into the medical field. Yes.
So, Caleb, you ever listen to music?
No, I live under a rock. No, of course, of course. Who doesn't listen to music?
People who live under rocks.
Yeah, exactly. I grew up with a classical piano background. Really do enjoy classical music. Odorino Respighi. He's a very good classical composer if you ever want to dabble in that kind of thing. I also just like regular pop music, alternative, and a lot of acoustics. So lately the bands I've been listening to are Iron and Wine. They're an oldie but goodie. Mm-hmm. And lately I've been really into All American Rejects and The Strokes.
Ah, yes. Sounds good, Caleb.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you so much for having me.